It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, and this week we're going to go over to CCM Health in Montevideo, and we're going to visit with Dr. Richard Backus. Dr. Backus is a heart doctor. Good morning, Dr. Backus.
Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, it's nice to visit with you again. I should tell our listeners that you're my heart doctor, so we know each other.
Unfortunately so,
yeah. No, I appreciate all that you've done for me with my heart issues, and nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your background, Dr. Backus?
Okay, well, I was born on a small farm just outside of St. Cloud here, and went to high school in a little town called Foley, Minnesota, and then graduated from St. John's University, again, just west of St. Cloud, and was fortunate enough to have done all of my training, 10 years worth, down at Mayo Clinic in Rochester. And I had stayed on staff there, but unfortunately my father got a malignancy, and I needed to be close to mom and dad when he was sick. So 18 years ago now, I moved back to St. Cloud and was fortunate enough that CentraCare Heart Center needed someone to come on board. So I now live on the farm I grew up on, and again, have been fortunate to work here in St. Cloud for 18 years.
Okay. And then you travel to CCM Health, and your specialty is heart, right?
Yes, I'm a cardiologist, and our group here has grown dramatically over the years. There were only a dozen of us when I came. Now there's over 25 or so. But we realized a long time ago that rather than having 10 or 15 or 20 elderly patients all drive to St. Cloud, that it made a lot more sense for us to go to the surrounding communities. It means only I have to drive to see those 10, 15, or 20 patients, and it just makes it a lot easier for patients that they don't necessarily have to drive this far to be seen. Now, if somebody needs a significant procedure or surgery, we may have to send folks back to St. Cloud, as you know, but we try to initially see patients in small communities, and we go to 26 different towns around our region. We're on the road about 1,000 days a year between the 20-plus cardiologists, and the frequency that we go depends upon how big and busy the practice is. We're in Madison every month and surrounding you. We're in Appleton every month. We're in Montevideo every week. We're in Wilmer literally every day. So we are out in West Central Minnesota a lot. And when we go out, we'll do consults that your local doctors think somebody needs to see a cardiologist for. We're able to do stress testing and oversee those in the smaller communities and do some ultrasound testing. So we have tried very much to work in partnership with the local communities to do everything that we can locally so people don't have to travel. Mm-hmm. And we bring them up here only when we need to for specialized procedures. And then we like to send patients back to the rehab centers in their local communities, which has worked really wonderfully, because we work not in isolation, but in tandem with our rehab program here tries to work together with all the smaller communities programs.
Right. So you do need a referral from your local doctor to see you then, right?
Oh, you know, officially that may be the case, okay. But it isn't always the case.
Okay.
As I like to tell people, you know, I will see anybody anytime if there's a concern. Okay. Ideally, it comes through primary care physician, but that's not set in stone anywhere, so to speak.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about heart disease. Dr. Bax.
Well, and Paul, why this is so important is the reality of it is half of us, both men and women, both, ultimately will die of cardiovascular disease. This problem has affected every family in America to some degree. The number one reason people are admitted to hospitals is heart disease, particularly congestive heart failure. So the absolute burden of cardiovascular disease outranks everything else, not only in central Minnesota, but now worldwide. As of 3 years ago, heart disease is the number one killer of people worldwide. Up until then, it had been infectious diseases, but now with antibiotics, etc., heart disease kills more of us. And again, it's important to know, men and women, both, half of us ultimately die of cardiovascular disease.
Okay. Talk about the different conditions of heart disease, Dr. Backus.
Sure. Well, and I try to break it down. I'm a simple farm kid, so if you want to break what we do down, I tell patients that heart doctors are plumbers and electricians. That's what we do. From an electrical standpoint, that's our heart rhythm. And basically, two things can go wrong from the heart rhythm standpoint. Either it goes too slow or forgets to beat, which is when patients will get pacemakers, or the heart can go too fast, at which point, if it's a top chamber rhythm problem, you may need medications such as blood thinners. AFib is a very common rhythm problem that's advertised tremendously on TV now. Or if it's a bottom chamber fast rhythm, people get defibrillators. So from the electrical standpoint, pacemakers and defibrillators for slow and fast heartbeats. Mm-hmm. From the plumbing side of things, I tell people, well, the way God made us, the heart is a pump. So we have that side to it. That's all the heart does every day is pump the blood through the rest of the body. There are four chambers in the heart, so there are four valves. And those valves are like any other valves in any machine. They can either not open correctly or they can not close tight. So we have valvular troubles. And then the most common is the plumbing of the heart. The heart is a muscle. It needs blood and oxygen to work like any other muscle in the body. And quite frankly, it is simple rust in the pipes that will ultimately, again, be the number one killer of us. This is the disease that my grandparents in the old days used to call hardening of the arteries. Mm-hmm. We call it atherosclerosis, but you can call it cholesterol plaque, grud in the pipes, blockages, narrowing stenosis, whatever phrase you want to use, it is a plumbing problem. So we have the pump, the valves, and the pipes that we deal with in cardiology.
Okay. Can you talk a little bit about the prevention of heart disease? Can we talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So, you know, unfortunately, because of the way we live and eat and smoke in our country, the number one killer, again, is blockages or hardening of the arteries. Mm-hmm. And when we do procedures in cardiology, and this is my 40th year in medicine, but I always tell patients, I have never cured anybody with the old days of balloon or a stent or bypass surgery. We buy people time with those procedures. Mm-hmm. The actual cure of cardiovascular disease or heart disease or hardening of the arteries and the prevention of it is where we'd like to see more attention given to. Most of us know what to do in life. The problem is it's a lot easier to say we know what to do than to actually do it. You know, the most important thing from a prevention standpoint, in my opinion, is don't use tobacco products. Smoking not only increases the risk of emphysema and lung cancer, it is the number one cause of cardiovascular disease. And I would be so bold as to even say, in my 40 years, when I've seen particularly a young woman, say under the age of 50, who comes in with a heart attack, almost 100% of those patients have been smokers in the past. Mm. So we need not to use tobacco products. None of us gets enough exercise today. We all sit in front of computers or sit at our desks, and there's no question that we need a more active lifestyle. Again, we get busy with life and kids and careers, and we don't do it enough. But absolutely, I recommend patients do some type of aerobic exercise, at least 30 minutes, at least 5 days a week, preferably seven. And as we get older, particularly above 65, we should all be doing some type of resistant exercise at least 3 days a week. And I don't care if it's with weights or rubber bands or just standing up from a chair multiple times, but we lose muscle mass as we age, so we need to be doing exercise. We need to eat better. You know, for years, cardiologists told folks not to eat any meat or eggs or whole milk, and I think we were a little bit misguided with that because what came in is corn syrup products and, you know, diet sodas and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're starting to realize that maybe we weren't giving exactly the right data, and some of the obesity epidemic is because of that. So absolutely, I believe a Mediterranean-type diet is the best one for us, where we cut carbs down, but we have lots of fruits and vegetables, particularly colored vegetables. I don't mind lean meats, but it should be the size of the palm of your hand. So if you're going to have a steak, have a small 4-ounce tenderloin. You don't need the T-bone that drapes over the plate.
Okay.
We should be cooking with olive oil. For many patients, they like to hear this. A glass of red wine has actually been shown to be beneficial, so I like people to do that. And then moderation. You know, we just tend to eat too much. And if you know that there's two types of cholesterol, the healthy or HDL, and then there's the lousy or LDL, and we should be following that in patients, and we should be doing it in kids who are younger, because if mom and dad have heart disease, we should be checking that kid when he's 20 at the latest to make sure that that child isn't going to be at risk as they get older. And we should all look to get our lousy or LDL cholesterol under 100. The textbooks won't be quite that hard on folks, but I think if that's good for someone who has heart disease, it's even better to try to prevent heart disease.
Okay.
There are some things we can't control, you know, genetics, and unfortunately, heart disease, like every other illness, runs in family lines, but we can't change our genetics, but we certainly can change many of those other risk factors.
Right. All right, let's talk a little bit about cardiac rehab, which I know a lot about.
Unfortunately, again.
Yep. I tell you what, when I completed my cardiac rehab, we had a small party in the room there with the nurses and stuff. It was a lot of fun, actually. They're pretty proud of me. So.
Well, and that's actually a great lead-in, Paul. So cardiac rehab is nothing magic. It is organized exercise, basically. But it does much more than that. Number one, it gives people the confidence to know that they can get back into their life again and exercise. The other thing that it does is it's education. And the cardiac rehab people are wonderful at teaching patients, you know, how do I prevent this from happening again? And our goal, my goal for patients who've got heart disease is that you know as much about this stuff as we know, because education and is power. When you know what you're dealing with, you can make the intelligent decisions to control your life. The other thing about cardiac rehab that you alluded to is that social side of it. There is something very human about working out with people who are cheering you on, and maybe the person next to you have a conversation with, and how many stents do you have, or how many bypasses have you gotten, and it leads to a sense of camaraderie that is a very human emotion that just makes people feel better. And it's interesting, there have been studies done on the benefits of cardiac rehab. And there is absolutely no question that patients who get involved in a cardiac rehab program do much better than those who don't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we get excuses frequently from patients who don't want to do it. They'll say, well, I can walk at home, and absolutely true. If people can go for a walk. The problem is most people's intentions are good, but they don't always carry through what they should be doing, or it's Minnesota and the high temperature is going to be 4 below today, so people don't get out to walk. Mm-hmm. So I am a huge fan of cardiac rehab, and again, the Heart Center in St. Cloud has tried to collaborate with every small town in our region to make sure that every patient has the resources locally to do that program.
Okay, if you're just tuning in to Wellness Wednesday, we're talking with Dr. Richard Backus. Dr. Backus is a cardiologist and visit CCM Health in Montevideo. Let's talk a little bit about, I understand you offer some classes at CCM Health, Dr. Backus?
Well, a lot of those are based on, the plumbing side of heart disease, mm-hmm. i.e. blockages or hardening of the arteries. And that education, again, is such about how do you prevent this disease from happening? And if you do have a stent, what can I do not to, quote-unquote, plug up again? And again, education is power. It allows patients to know what they should and shouldn't do. Now, the problem, because of humans all being humans, is we don't always do what we should. We know what we should do, but we don't do it. But we know that the more times you hear about it, or you bring your spouse along and he or she hears about it, the more impetus there is for all of us to do a better job. So I think, again, all coming through cardiac rehab programs, that education is essential to keep people out of the hospital. And this is important too, Paul, that we don't think about a lot, is that a lot of patients believe if they don't have symptoms, they can't have heart trouble. And unfortunately, that is a misnomer that can cost people their lives, in that for between 10 and 20% of us, our first warning that we have a heart problem is we die.
Yep.
So we need to be aware that some patients don't have significant symptoms. Some can have subtle symptoms. Ladies in particular can have more bizarre symptoms. And cardiac rehab and the educational programs will really help go through all of those nuances in heart disease. And I'll give my one editorial on that, is I think Hollywood does an incredible disservice to Americans in that they portray people having a heart problem as, you know, writhing on the floor in pain.
Right.
And that's just not true for the vast majority of patients who have heart trouble.
Right.
It may be some tightness or pressure or shortness of breath, whatever, but it is not necessarily the most incredible pain you've ever had.
Right. Yeah, the day I suffered my little episode with my heart, I was feeling perfectly fine, and all of a sudden, my heart just wasn't beating as fast as it should, and I was passing out every now and then, and that's why I have a pacemaker now. So, and
and that's exactly right. The symptoms of heart trouble can be a lot more subtle. And I was just visiting with a friend of mine this morning, and unfortunately, one of my classmates from Foley was working out in North Dakota,
mm-hmm.
and had a touch of heartburn. And went to bed, and unfortunately didn't wake up because his touch of heartburn was his heart attack that took his life.
Wow. Yep, that's sad. Well, Dr. Backus, we should probably mention that cardiologists, they come weekly to CCM Health in Montevideo, don't they?
Yes. In the big picture of things, we are in the smaller communities, Madison, Appleton, once a month. We are in Montevideo every week. We are in Wilmer literally 5 days a week. So we are out in West Central Minnesota seeing patients frequently, and we try to be there so people don't have to drive 2 and 3 hours, because the reality of it is your population out there tends to be a little bit older.
Right.
And even driving to St. Cloud can be somewhat intimidating to folks. And I've always said I'm a farm kid and I love taking care of old farmers wherever they are.
All right. Dr. Backus, thank you so much for what you do for people, and especially for me, being my heart doctor. I really appreciate it. You cleaned my plumbing out pretty good a few years ago.
We did not cure you, though, Paul, so it's up to you to do the right thing.
That's right. Eat well and get some exercise, right?
Very good, sir. Pleasure to speak with you on the phone.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Backus.
Have a great day.
Yep. That's Dr. Backus, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.